Well, moving into our early morning discussion, no early morning story, the United States will provide $100 million to Ghana and four other West African countries to help them deal with instability and violence. Now, this is according to U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, who is on a four-nation tour in Africa this week. Much anticipated tour, much followed tour also at the same time. Joining us to discuss what Harris's visit to Africa could mean for the continent, we are speaking to Dr. Saif Tadele Kidane, a senior research fellow at the Institute of Pan-African Thought and Conversation at the University of Johannesburg, and AI SSA Executive Board Member and Head of Strategic Research. Good morning, Dr. Saif.
Good morning to you. And good
Hello, doctor.
To
you with us?
Listeners. Yeah, I'm with you.
Thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us, Doctor. Kamala Harris, the U.S. Deputy, is currently in Ghana and will be making her way to Tanzania and Zambia in the coming weeks. These regions that she had chosen, and these countries for that matter, Doctor, why do you think that she has chosen these particular regions, and what could they be expecting by way of U.S. aid and help coming to them?
Thank you once again. This is part of the foreign policy and military strategy. Now, at the same time, the trading penetration mechanism. So they chose three countries, according to the geographical setup. The Ghana from the ECOWAS and Zambia from SADC and Tanzania from EAC. East African communities. There are two things, in my opinion. There are countries which are surrendering and showed loyalty. They would like to strengthen that gap, that opportunity. At the same time, there are countries which are not, given up, or still struggling, to surrender their sovereignty and their partnership with other strategic powers. So that is basically the visit all about. And it's not only Kamala Harris, as you know, before like 2 weeks, the foreign minister has been in Ethiopia, in Niger. And before that, the UN representative, she has been in Mozambique and other chosen countries. So this all shows that there is a huge amount of pressure on Africa in competition to the Chinese strategic partnership. This is what I can see out of this visit.
Dr. Saif, of course, it's no secret that China has got its eye, on Africa as a source of minerals and raw materials. And China has made many promises in the past to African countries by way of aid, by way of development and assistance. Does the United States genuinely see China as a threat in Africa, that China has the ability to displace the U.S. influence that it has built up over many decades on the African continent?
Most definitely. It shows, the aggressive move, I can call it, the 11th hour from the United States. China has been in China, in Africa aggressively for the last, especially for the last two decades. And they have shown record, by partnering with many African countries, including, the countries which you are, Kamala Harris is visiting Ghana, Tanzania and Zambia. And there are notably there are different countries which a deep connection with the Chinese. One thing is true that which we have seen, you know, China has been investing especially in the infrastructure in the continent. You know, it's a tremendous amount without any tag, you know, without any preconditions. And obviously, as you know, China have the financial muscle. And the partnership is, and the foreign policy is somehow different than the United States. So many African countries were comfortable with that. So their internal politics is not part of the deal. So we can't say the Chinese-African partnership is not, you know, as smooth as we expect. You know, there were some hurdles here and there. There are inconveniences with some African countries, but by far, Africans have gained and benefited out of this partnership. And it has many characters. As I said, you know, the Chinese government, they have, the funding system, which is not, you know, monitored by World Bank or IMF. And I don't think that the American competition in this area can come up with the government, installations, in trade and military. That is what's all about this competition between Chinese and United States. Yeah.
Dr. Say, finally, different U.S. governments have had different relations with Africa. In the years gone by, in the 70s and 80s, you saw presidents like Carter, like Clinton, attempt to sort of like bridge a bond or create a bond with certain African countries and create a positive image for the United States in the continent itself. Like, for example, Mr. Carter himself, he's, Habitat for Humanity, he has seen an impact here in South Africa as well. You've seen a number of projects more charitable, but it was done by a president, or should I say a former president of the U.S. The current administration of Biden, how is it viewed on the continent? I mean, Donald Trump was a different kettle of fish altogether, but Biden is from the old house, he's from the old regime, he's an established politician in many ways, and how is his administration viewed from an African perspective? Is it one of trust or is it one of caution?
Individual leadership matters. I mean, absolutely, as you mentioned, you know, from Carter and Clinton, and if you remember that George Bush has one of the biggest investments, especially in relation to HIV/AIDS and so on. My point is the impact. The impact on the ground, you know, what he can mention, a single project which can change, you know, the life of ordinary Africans. That is which I would like to see. This charities, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, that's good. I mean, it's unavoidable. We need, you know, some sort of charity, but we shouldn't continue with such kind of approach. Our approach should be equal partnership with America, with Europe, with Chinese, with Brazil and India. And it shouldn't be, you know, who is giving us more money for charity or food security and so on. So African leaders, you know, they have to see strategically that we have to get out of this charity approach. And we have to see, you know, with the leaders and telling them we have to open up in our trading system, and we have to see as equal partner, and our we have to also gain, you know, the the bargaining power to negotiate with America. Still, the from American side, they are dictating us what to do and what not to do. Which makes me very sad. Let me add on this point, you know, when you look at these three countries, for example, Ghana, Tanzania, and Zambia. With Zambia, they had been, you know, especially with this current regime, they have a special relation, as you know, than the other African nations. So we shouldn't go that way. That will be a killer for African trading. So we have to use, you know, the central super international entities like African Union and so on, just to have, you know, to strengthen, you know, equal partnership. Otherwise, it will be the tendency of prescribing solution and issuing of ultimatums. That is which I can see out of this continuous visit. Yeah.
Dr. Saif Tadali Kidani, hello. Thank you so much for joining us on Radio. Yes, thank you so much for joining us, Doctor, on Radio Islam International, and have a good day ahead of you. And thank you for your time and your insights, Doctor.
Thank you.